Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hey! Oh! Oh!
Hello!
Hello! Good evening!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, thank you!
It's you!
We've got positive feedback!
This is the whole show, just us going, oh!
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my. Oh, aren't we wonderful? Aren't we the best? How is everybody tonight?
Yay! Fantastic. Now we're great, too.
We're good. I went and picked up my wedding dress today.
Yay!
I think it's the most momentous thing to have happened today. I think, overall. All told. Globally. It's, yeah. But yes,
well,
very excited.
Done.
It's very slutty. So.
I think you put it on backwards. That was the... That's where you went wrong. We're also very excited because Katie Wilkins is back! I mean, Hannah, in a way, aren't you kind of like jealous because you haven't had COVID yet?
Oh, don't say that. I've got to touch some wood.
It's like,
give me a cheer if you haven't
had
COVID.
That's how you get COVID.
Yeah. Give me a cheer if you have had COVID.
I think all are welcome.
Not full lung capacity yet, but thank you for asking. Well, thank you for joining us, COVID or no COVID. Hopefully no COVID right now. But yes, yeah, so we... Our Drunk Women Solving Crime. I am Hannah George, aka Detective Butt Stuff. If you don't listen to the podcast, you might find out why that is. My mum's in tonight. Hello, Mum. Detective Butt Stuff here. Real, real pleasure.
That's your maiden name, though, right?
I wondered why she married my dad, so that was why. And this is Katie Wilkins.
Detective Sasshole.
Detective Sasshole.
Yeah.
And this is...
Detective Asshole, I'm American. I was just going to ask, so give me a cheer if you listen to the podcast. Woo! Give me a cheer if you've never listened to the podcast. Woo! Hi, welcome. Woo! All are welcome.
This
it's
might
like a
be
Quaker meeting. I know the sign points that way, but it's actually right here, right now. Hi.
If you haven't listened to us before, this might be fucking baffling. So, but welcome. You're very welcome. What we do on this podcast is we like to open by doing a crime thing meets a alcohol thing. So this is where CDI... What's CDI? Is that a thing? CID! I've written CDI. This is where CDI meets... Fucking hell. We have to be drunk when preparing the cases. So this is where CID meets WKD.
It's where a Bacardi breezer meets a dodgy geezer.
Hey.
And it's where Machine Gun Kelly meets a vodka jelly.
Oh, nice. Wow, the drinks at your wedding are going to be real high class.
It's a true crime podcast with a twist.
Online! Oh,
well, welcome. And if you listen to the podcast, you know we always have a guest. So please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for comedian, writer, and good time gal, Grainne Maguire! Yay!
Grainne!
Grainne Maguire! Oh! There she is!
Yay! Accidentally baptized about three different people. The Prosecco on the way up to
part
here,
of the fun.
Sorry.
It's part of the fun.
Yes.
Bless Hi, you. Grainne.
Hi, gals. Hey, sluts.
What's happening, whores? Now, Grainne, you were the first extreme right wing comedian we've had on. So it's really exciting.
It is, yeah.
To
no,
just
yeah.
break the mold a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it's important to have balance. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, it's good.
Grainne, you horrible woman. Yeah. Have you ever, could you imagine if this was the first time we met? But have you ever, we ask this question to everyone that comes on the podcast, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yeah, indirectly, I have been the victim of a crime. Okay, what had happened was, when I was at university, I had an evening job working in a gift shop. Now, this is something I had a problem with because I get really angry by the concept of gift shops.
Okay.
It's a gift, that is something, anything is a gift. If I buy you a chair, does that mean a furniture shop is a gift shop? So
point.
I get annoyed by the concept of gift shops.
Okay.
But anyway, I was working
so
there.
So you were conflicted.
Yeah, I'd sold out already. Is Tesco a gift shop?
I mean, yeah, the way some people treat Valentine's Day, yes, it is.
Exactly. So I was working in a gift shop, which already I didn't believe in. And I was, I think, hungover or a little bit distracted, thinking my thoughts, and people came in and they shoplifted.
Okay.
Shoplifted. Wow. And then just as they were shoplifting, and this is bad because it must have gone on for quite a long time, because the owner came in and spotted them in the act of shoplifting. And then she looked over at me and I was just like, just thinking about things. What are you doing? There's people just like shooing them out of the shop. And I just was sort of like, oh, hi. And she went, there are people stealing right here. I hadn't noticed. And then she said, Grainne, this isn't working out. You're not alert enough to work in a gift shop.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's damning.
I was fired. I was fired.
Wow. It's really hard to get fired from that job.
I wasn't alert enough for potpourri. I was not alert enough.
What were they stealing?
Yeah, well, what was the gift shop?
Sorry, we've been doing this a long time, so...
we know the big detective questions.
Yeah,
to ask.
Yeah, that's the
Things
big one.
Just line up. It was, I can't remember, I think candles and, you know, such...
Right.
Well,
they are
stuff.
Grossly overpriced, yeah. Aren't they? Of all the things in the world, why are candles so fucking expensive?
But I love
Take those home with you.
Also, I love the fact that like these shoplifters were just like, I just want a really relaxing night in the bath, actually. So what I think I'll do.
And just some birthdays of some loved ones were coming up.
Yeah.
Aww. I didn't want to let them down.
What are we looking
I
at?
We have to pay for me time. I just want to keep it going, sorry.
What teenagers or?
I can't remember. I mean, I
You didn't notice, did you?
I didn't notice. Because I was thinking about... slash hungover. So yeah. I was, from what I remember, they were quite like, I'd say teenagers, vague height, they were blurry. So I would say teenagers with a passion for photo frames. That's what I think it was. They're going to sell them in the black market, up the value.
Oh man, I used to work in a gift shop at the airport, but it was more of a gadget shop, like it was all, you know, gadgets and stuff. But there was this big Oh, you've heard of it. And what that was like a big ticket item of a jukebox that was like $2,000, and like everyone would be like, no one's going to buy a jukebox at a fucking airport. But I sold a jukebox.
Oh!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you have to talk them into it? Yeah, or were they like, just... no, I'm in the market for one, so this was a done deal?
I mean, this was the thing, because like, you did get like some kind of scale for sales or whatever. You know, commission. Yeah. You've heard of it.
We are business women. Yeah. Business woman, business women. We can't even say women.
I had a big background in business before I joined the force. And I was sort of like not like the big upsell person. I was never like the one going, are you interested in that? Because let's talk about it. And I was never like the hassly one. But it was just this guy came in. He was just talking. I was going, oh, yeah, it does this. So it was just like a friendly chat more than me trying to sell it. And then everyone else that worked in the shop was like, what? You sold that?
And now that poor fucker has got Spotify and he's like, what? Yeah. $2,000!
I wasted $2,000 at the airport.
Taylor, any gift shop stories?
Nope.
Okay. It can't all be gold. Grania, what we do on this podcast is we ask, what would you say to that person now that committed the crime against you? But I kind of feel like you committed a crime against the shop. So what would you say to yourself? Right? How old were you?
As an accomplice.
I was like 18.
What would you say
really
to
you? I would be like, fucking hell, Grania. Just like, I would say, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. It's a bit like, you know, you watch Grange Hill or shows like that. And you're like, oh, what little shitty children. What shitty little children. Those poor, overstretched public servants. Those little runts. That's how I feel about myself. I want to take that poor gift shop owner for a drink and apologise for how bad I was at my job. I was so bad. I remember one time, like, this is awful. All I can remember is the gift shop owner walking in one day, just looking at whatever I was wearing and going, that's not appropriate for working in a gift shop. And I can't remember anything else. So I don't know what I was wearing.
Wow. Was it a wedding dress?
I don't know.
Wow.
I really don't know. So, yeah, I will go back in time and give myself a clip around the ears.
Oh, that's quite old-fashioned. I like that. Well, I mean, thank you for sharing. I think that's moved us all. What we do next is we move on to the next part of the podcast is where we discuss a true crime. So I've got all the facts about the true crime. These guys know nothing about what I'm about to tell them. And we're going to try and solve it.
These guys know nothing, full stop. Yeah.
Very much the end of that sentence. Yeah.
So we start our true crime on Friday the 3rd of December, 1926.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're right to it.
No fans of 26 then? Come on, kids. It's 1926, see? I don't even know what country you're in, but they all talk like this.
If you've listened to the podcast, you will recognize Grania's voice because you are one of... I think you're only the second person to be on twice. No, the third. Sorry, you're the third person to be on twice, but that's still a big deal.
Yeah.
And she breaks into American accents all the time and looks me dead in the eye while she does it. Railroads are the future.
Can I tell you a really quick story about what happened after I was on your podcast for the first time?
Oh, no. That was in my neighborhood, so I'm really nervous.
I got so... I genuinely can't remember being on the podcast. I just remember...
Hi, everyone. Yeah. You're welcome.
We were still in beta.
I just remember Taylor's face looking at me, really impressed. That's all I remember. My boyfriend came to pick us up, very early stage of our relationship.
Oh,
then
yeah.
I was so hammered. And then we went back and we stopped off at a Subway to try and get some food in. And this is how drunk I was, I promise this is true. My boyfriend started picking out his Subway sandwich and I tried to flirt with the sandwich maker by slagging off my boyfriend's sandwich choices.
Like, oh, God. Like cheddar. Ugh.
And then I collapsed on the couch and he had to carry me into bed. So I can't wait to see how tonight goes.
And now you guys are getting married.
Now we're engaged.
Yay! Despite the toppings.
If you want.
I forgot that you guys stayed on, and yeah, we really had too much. It was... Sometimes we take the brand a little bit too far. This has been a public service message.
Yeah.
I know, because I told my husband that you were getting married. I'm like, you know, remember? And he was like, oh, yeah, that girl. Yeah. Oh, good for her.
Didn't he say that poor man? I believe it was the exact words. Guys, it's 1926. Gronje has taken us there. However, we're in England.
Ugh. Oh, actually, yeah.
Fine.
It's 9:30 p.m. A mother has just put her child to bed. She kisses her daughter goodnight, goes downstairs, heads out of the door, gets in her car, drives off into the night and doesn't return.
Oh, everybody's dream.
This sparks one of the biggest manhunts of all time, involving over, count them, 1,000 police officers.
Whoa.
And even a couple of celebrities. Mm. Stay tuned. So my first question to you is, who is this woman who disappeared?
Well, this is like the start of Kramer versus Kramer. Was it Meryl Streep?
It was not. But she is a famous person. I mean, it'd be fucking weird if it wasn't.
26, and it's England.
Yeah.
And she has a car.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Queen?
Okay.
Ooh.
How old is... When was the Queen born?
1926.
Oh! She had a driving license. They can do what the fuck they want. Baby Queen can do so much she wants.
Yeah. It was Baby Queen.
Okay, we got Baby Queen.
That's what they call her, right? Hey, little Baby Queen.
It's like Baby Yoda, but Baby Queen.
It's not as adorable, is it? Just doesn't work as well.
I might open this up to the audience. Does anybody know? Agatha Christie.
Oh, oh my God.
A woman went missing. Woo!
But I thought she was fictional.
So,
Baby Queen.
Agatha Christie was reported as a missing person. Wow. It was immediately all over the tabloids because she's famous at this point.
Yeah.
And it was essentially kind of like a perfect mystery, and this is why people went nuts for it, because it was just like in one of her books.
Yeah, I just feel like this is to promote a new book. I'm very cynical.
Another Katie straight away. That bitch is doing it for money. Interesting, though. Hold
Spoken that like a true author.
This like, is a what a great stunt. Idea.
It is. It really is.
3rd of March, everyone, I might be missing. That's a terrible joke to make.
Or she was like, oh my God, my career is amazing and I never envisioned this kind of success and being the best-selling author in the world. And then she had a child and she's like, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
We're just looking at possible motives at this stage. We can't rule anything out.
So the police pretty quickly found her car. It was abandoned on a steep slope. I don't know why I kept that information in. Steep slope.
Steep slope.
Near Guildford.
She left the handbrake on.
Yeah, really good handbrake in the 1926.
Yeah, so
I'm
she wasn't...
I'm creating a picture in my head.
Nice.
She likes handbrakes.
Yeah. She's a responsible motorist.
Okay, however, set your faces to stun, she left the headlights on.
Well, that battery's going to be flat when she gets back.
Exactly. So there was no sign of Agatha or any evidence that she'd been in an accident. So there was no evidence that she'd been in an accident. There were two items abandoned in the back of her car. What were they?
Ooh.
An invitation to the PTA quiz. Just jumping on Taylor's motive.
Yeah, I love the PTA quiz. Whose child sucks the most? That'd be so funny if you'd just be really bitchy about everyone's kids. I'd go to that quiz.
Oh man, I'd win everything.
Yeah. Whose kid has that whiny fucking voice? Yeah.
Whose kid kept trying to take his trousers down?
It's your child, we know about that, yeah. Any advance on PTA?
A manuscript.
Ooh.
And a hairpin.
Oh. It's 1926. Hairpins were really having a moment. So, yeah. That makes sense. Hairpin. I'm going to say a half a bottle of vodka.
Ooh.
And 9206 and maybe like some like invisible ink, like a letter written invisible ink.
Oh, oh my.
She's fucking never off. She's always on it. And maybe that's what's causing problems in her life, that it's led to this.
Ooh. Okay. What do you know? It wasn't quite as exciting as any of those. It was a suitcase and a coat. Which is kind of intriguing, I think, because it's kind of, she was maybe planning to go somewhere because she obviously just left in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
But she left.
And she stopped, she saw a squirrel that had been run over. She just wanted to get it out of the road so that its friend didn't come looking for it and get hit as well. And then who knows what happened?
We are blowing this wide open. Okay, let's.
Somebody move to the country.
So days passed, and despite her face being on the front of like every newspaper, no one knew where she went. So like I said, 1,000 policemen were brought in, 10,000 members of the public joined the hunt. Could you imagine being the person that found Agatha Christie? It'd be awesome. But the police used something in the manhunt which had never been used before. What was it?
Infrared goggles.
Ooh.
Sensitivity. Turns out if we're polite, we get a better response. Who knew?
I'm going to go a woman's touch.
It was an aeroplane. Oh. So they'd never used like flight in looking for someone.
Wow.
So however, despite all this, a week passed and Christie still wasn't found. So she'd been gone for like a week now.
Oh, Aggie. She was a person.
You literally found out 10 minutes ago.
We're just really worried about Agatha. We're just really sensitive. Yeah. We're just like really distracted, guys. Just really worried about
her. You
wouldn't
understand. You guys are really callous over there on the other side.
It's because we can read.
We can read.
So, we're going to go.
You're really funny for a Tory.
She's not.
So, yeah, if we're going full Christie with this, we need to start looking at a motive. So, why did she disappear? Why did she run away? Anything jumping out at you immediately?
I think she was looking for attention.
Well, I'm not saying Team Aggie now.
She was looking for attention. I'm thinking she had a fight with her husband. He was being a little shit. And she was like, fuck you. And what, like, imagine, like, the whole country being like, oh, we really are worried about her. Oh, we really like Agatha, to piss your partner off. That would be amazing. To be like, oh, well, actually, people really like me, actually.
Wow, so you're going marital power play.
Yeah.
I like that. You're going to have a great marriage. You are all set.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to ask if there's any advance on that, but Gwanya is not far off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know.
Oh, so there was a dispute.
We should get Tories on more often. This is crazy.
I feel so weird about that. This is a running joke that Gronje's a Tory. She's like literally done gigs for the Labour Party.
Well, under Keir Starmer, what's the difference? Am I right, guys?
Oh, she can do gift shop stuff. She can do political stuff.
We've got to unite.
She, on the 3rd of December, that night she went missing, she argued with her husband, Colonel Archie Ritchie. No.
Colonel Archie Ritchie?
I was thinking of Shane Ritchie, I don't know why. Sometimes it happens. Colonel Archie Christie. That's hard to say when you've had a few.
Yeah.
So, what do you think the argument was about? We need to dig deeper.
Oh. Can you stop being so successful? I feel emasculated. Was it that sort of thing? You know, I'm writing my own stuff.
About being a colonel and how hard it is to pronounce my name. Thinking of changing it for the book. I don't know why I'm American now. I mean, is it? No. Any advance
so
on...
So in my head, I'm imagining they're all dressed up like it's in the House of Elliot times.
Yeah.
So they're both wearing cloche. Am I pronouncing that right? You know, the little
They're called
hats.
Clothes.
I always said cloche.
She's very Irish, isn't she?
Fully clothed. And he's going like, listen, see, I didn't fight no damn war against them juries to have a woman in my house click-clacking on a typewriter.
So we got click-clacking.
We've got
professional jealousy. Katie?
I think he insisted on being addressed as Colonel, and it was just really... It was too much.
Do you know what, Archie? I mean, I'm going to open this up to the audience once more. What do you think he was doing?
Oh.
Cheating, yes. Men are trash. So...
Except for all the lovely ones in this room.
You're all very welcome.
Yes, you guys...
You're all very welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Drunk women solving crime.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Archie was having an affair.
Oh, Archie. Oh. Mm-mm. And they have a young baby.
Oh. I mean, I don't know. I think the daughter was about 7.
In my story, it's a baby.
Is it the queen baby?
Baby queen.
Yeah, so who do you think he was having an affair with? It's not
baby queen.
Oh, this has got dark. It's not a famous person, but it's somebody that was something to him, if you see what I mean. So I'm not looking for a name.
I know who was.
Go on.
It was a little chorus girl called Betty Flapjacks. little Betty Flapjacks. She's like, oh, Colonel, thank you so much for getting me a new pair of shoes.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
And he loved the power. He loved the power he had over Betty.
Okay. So we've got Betty Flapjacks. Yeah. Any advance on... Oh,
I wish. Who could advance on Betty Flapjacks?
Katie, any thoughts?
Betty Flapjacks for the win.
Yeah, Betty Flapjacks. Do you know, it was his receptionist.
I know. Wow, he is so hack.
Is he like Colonel Don Draper?
Yeah. So that's a solid burn.
Oh yeah, you fucking John Hamm guy.
Actually, he never fucked his secretary. He just fucked everyone else.
Megan.
Oh no, he did. And then he yep, sorry.
Somebody's rewatched it over lockdown. Megan.
I love this woman down there just went, yeah, it was, yeah. Like, nice data. We need corroboration within the force, so that's great.
We do.
So,
what
yes.
What did he do? Do we know what his job was?
A
besides
colonel.
Colonelling?
Yeah, I guess it's like an army thing. Is a colonel an army thing?
Yes.
Or like a fried chicken thing. That's the only other thing I can think of.
An army thing. But do you have a receptionist as a colonel? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's the first suspicion.
They've got offices.
Okay.
They do field work, they do office work, they do war work, they do typing out the war work.
And for that you need an admin officer.
Wait, what's an admin officer?
When I was in my teenage days, it was all right, can we get an admin officer? But they changed that. Do not call them admin officers anymore. I was fully expecting, way, admin officer.
Hey, Maggie.
Worth it.
Grania's mum's in too. Nancy Neal was her name.
Nancy Neal?
No. Nancy Neal.
Nancy.
So Agatha's
better.
Is that what he said to her, Nancy Neal?
Oh, hello. Oh. For the podcast listeners at home, we've just had a very good blowjob joke from the front row.
That is solid.
And she's never listened to the podcast.
I love it. She's like, I know what these girls are like.
Oh my God.
It's a blowy joke. Thank you very much. So, Agatha's...
Thank you.
It's important to remember, Agatha's mother had also died recently. And some people suggested that she might be suffering from a nervous breakdown, so maybe that explains her actions. My next question...
Because that's what grief was called in the 20s. What's wrong with you? Must be related to your uterus. Or something.
there was another suggestion about why she disappeared. I've put which is a little bit more cynical. Can you think of it? First thing Katie said. So,
what did I say?
Promo, that it was this big promotional thing. But obviously, we're not going to know until we find her. So,
I would have been a bitch in the 20s. Know that about myself now.
She just released her sixth novel. So she had just released a novel. Female workplace. So it was called The Murder of... For the podcast listeners, Taylor's holding two microphones and pretend.
And for my mother, nothing is happening.
Sometimes, guys, you've got to come to the live show.
And for everyone else, she just did a Betty Flapjacks.
So the book was called The Murder of Roger Ackroyd. I don't know if anyone's read it.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, basically,
like
we need to...
Dan Aykroyd's great... Never mind.
So... Step in. I promised you guys a celebrity. We're going to have one right now. Who?
I look around.
Really?
So, who do you think got involved in solving this case?
Oh. I hope it was... I never say his name right. Arthur Conan Doyle?
Arthur Conan Doyle. Good guess.
I want to say Hercule Poirot. But I know it can't be.
Why is that funny?
Detective Barnaby.
from Midsommar Murders.
From Midsommar Murders.
Okay, we got Midsommar Murders.
Agatha Christie herself.
Oh.
She wrote a series of clues that only she could foil.
Oh, that would be great if she was in disguise.
Oh.
And just dropping all these rumors about herself.
Yeah.
Oh, called that.
I hear she's available.
Book PR.
So it was creator of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle himself. Well done.
Living in the UK has made me smarter. I try harder. Yeah, I do. Baby Queen.
So there was also another prominent writer, Dorothy L. Sayers, who joined the search. But I'm going to talk about Conan Doyle because his approach was slightly more interesting. He took one of Agatha's gloves and he did something with it.
Oh.
I thought to my... Yeah, I've written here, pause for... You people. What did he do with her glove?
Tried it on, and it was too small. And the future was foretold.
Well, Arthur Conan Doyle was really into...
See? It's tough to say. I can't believe it came out.
ACD. ACD.
Yeah.
He's really big into like the supernatural.
Oh, he did get into spiritualism, didn't
he? Yeah. So I think he did what every teenage girl in his position would do.
Yeah.
Ask a Ouija board.
Yeah.
I think he used the glove to ask a Ouija board.
Oh, that really checks out. Because I was going to say, like, I was going to give a sensible answer for once and say, like, sniffer dogs. But actually, I think Grania is spot on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got his girls together and he did a Ouija board. Yeah, well, what he did is he took it to a medium in the hope that she could... Yeah, I mean, you're spot on. You're really nailing this.
Yeah.
Oh. Tories are great. Yeah. but yeah, so basically he took it to a cultist and tried to provide answers from beyond the grave, but she could not provide these answers because, of course, Agatha Christie was not dead. 11 days after she initially disappeared, she turns up safe and well in Harrogate.
Did this person actually go, I can't do this because she's not dead?
Like, yeah, that's didn't a they great give it a... get out, yeah. And then if she turns up dead, oh, well, she was alive when I did the reading.
Yeah. But I meant, did they refuse the business? Like, I cannot do this for they are alive.
Oh, no, she charged a fee and then went, nah, mate, she's alive.
I do love it, though, like Arthur Conan Doyle's being like, how can I make this about me? Yeah.
He was a busy guy.
Wasn't he? Good for him. Good for him. But yeah, so she turns up safe and well in Harrogate. What do you think she was doing in Harrogate? I'll give you a clue. It's nothing about Harrogate. The more I say Harrogate, the more I feel like it's not a real place.
I was going to say drinking spa water.
Okay. Drinking spa water.
Right?
Yeah, I like the idea that it was a spa. Like
a spa?
Maybe she was just like taking that me time.
It's nothing to do with Harrogate, Katie.
I don't have a solution, but all I want to say is, I keep hearing in my head, she was in Harrogate all along.
What's that from?
You know, like, it was Agatha Christie all along. She was in Harrogate all along. From WandaVision. Never mind.
Oh, golly.
The people that get that really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I think she was just vibing.
Do you know what? You are smashing this out of the park tonight, Grania, because she checked into the Old Swan Hotel, where she joined in with the balls, the dances, and the entertainment. I read somewhere that she was doing a South African accent. She was having the bloody time of her life, mate. She was eventually recognised by one of the hotel's banjo players.
Oh, no.
Like one of the hotel's banjo players.
I love that.
Do you want to guess the name of the banjo player? It's just a bit of a fun name.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Is it less fun or more fun than Betty Flapjack?
slightly less fun. Ashley Banjo's not bad.
Bertie Biscuits.
Bertie Biscuits.
Trips McNally.
Trips McNally. He was called Bob Tappin.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob, for finding Agatha. So he alerted police. He's a fucking grass. So what name do you think she used to check in at the hotel?
Bagatha Bisty?
Any advance on Bagatha Bisty?
Wagatha Christie.
Okay.
Mabel?
Katie can sometimes be very sensible and we like it. That's what we're here for.
That's probably a lot more likely.
Mabel Sweet Cheeks.
Well, do you know what? If one of you had said Betty Flapjacks, I would have given you the point because...
Because it was Flapjacks, but... Agnes Flapjacks.
It was... She checked in under the name Nancy Neal.
Oh, holy shit! Really? Such a fuck you.
Isn't it?
Oh.
I almost want to get cheated on so I can just be that badass.
But you know, that's like, amazing. You know, I think it's because we view history through all these like boring like ITV2 dramas and you think like nobody had sex in the past, everybody was really boring. And then you hear stories like that and you're like, they were fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They were shagging each other and vanishing just to cause drama.
They were, and they didn't. They weren't even supposed to be fucking, and they were still fucking shitloads. And they didn't even have therapy.
What a time to be alive! So, what do you think Agatha said when her husband turned up? That's Nancy Neal now. Oh, I just tried to come to a show, and they're bringing up the thing I did once when I was younger. What do you think Agatha said when her? I mean, her husband turned up. The police turned up. They said,
oh, wow. Go on.
No, they said Agatha.
Because also the husband's pretending to be concerned, isn't he?
Yeah.
So this is a real...
Actually, I should say, on the night that she left, he'd already left for a weekend with Nancy Neil.
So they left a seven-year-old alone at home, though.
There was a maid. Because I knew that Katie would ask about the welfare of the child. I just knew. There was a maid, and you're right to ask. So what do you think she did?
What did she do? So the husband turns up.
Yeah.
He gets told that she's been checked in under the name Nancy Neil.
Yeah.
And is this basically how he finds out that she knows as well?
I don't know. I don't know when that comes out. But she obviously did know.
I would watch the shit out of this series.
So basically, Agatha said she had no memory of the last 10 days. She had no idea how she got there. And when her husband turned up, she claimed not to recognise him at all.
Oh, wow.
Yes, please. Mm-mm.
This is a power play.
I know. Do we all fancy her right now? Because I do. Yeah. Oh, Christy. She was also apparently in no hurry to leave and kept him waiting in the hotel lounge while she changed into her evening dress to get home. I know. So her husband, what do you think her husband told the press and said had happened?
It was hysteria.
Yeah, she's kind of given
her ovaries have affected her brain.
I mean, she's kind of gift wrapped that explanation, you know, that he's just so easily can do that.
Mm-mm. So her husband declared that Agatha had been suffering from amnesia and a possible concussion after the car accident, which we know did not happen. But his diagnosis was later corroborated by two doctors.
Oh. Okay.
Who, of course, had Agatha's best interests at heart. But what do you think? I mean, we're nearing the end of this story now. So what do you think? What do you think happened? Do you think she had a kind of a bit of a breakdown and just left? Or do you think she was like, it was a fuck you? What?
I hope they had an amazing prenup and she just walked off and he got nothing.
Ooh.
So wait, but the question is genuine mental break or fuck you game?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Those are the only choices.
Can I just
know it was an A-B?
This is a bit. Two things I'd love to bring back. Probably like in the old days, people were always getting amnesia. Nobody gets amnesia anymore.
My son gets it all the time.
I would love to be like, oh, hi, yeah. Oh, by the way, I've got amnesia. So,
literally, this is my life.
Best.
Oh, did I spill that drink? Sorry, I didn't remember.
So I think bring back amnesia, and I'd love to bring back hysteria as well. Yeah. That's just like, I'm feeling like a bit of a shit. Deal with it.
But how they dealt with hysteria, right, was... But like...
With a dentist room?
Oh, wait,
no, with a beehive,
was that
you idiot.
Good. Well, that, I'm assuming you meant vibrations of the clitoris. Rather than electroshock therapy.
Katie makes it so sexy.
Vibratory stimulation.
I'm too repressed to discuss these things unless I'm scientific.
With a beehive. That's why you won an Emmy.
Well, thanks for your time.
Damn.
Another theory from her biographer, Andrew Norman, was that she may have been in a psychogenic trance, which is a rare condition brought on by trauma or depression.
Maybe that's what happened to me in the gift shop.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. You know what? They should have got you free therapy instead of sacking you.
It should be. You have to go to Switzerland for 3 months to recover.
Yeah. They're going to give you LSD and lots of rest.
So the good news is that in 2028, Agatha divorces Archie Christie.
Yeah.
Yes. And she later marries a distinguished archaeologist.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, I mean, I am imagining him like a Harrison Ford.
Oh, my God. I love him in that era so much. Sorry. It was like my first real crush, Harrison Ford in a jacket, just all disaffected and offish.
So, I mean... This is the end of our story. So here is to second husbands. May we all have them. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. Wow.
Yeah. Basically, at this point of the podcast, we ask an audience member if they have ever been a victim of a crime. Oh, she knows. Get on up here. Come on. There's your mic over there.
From Devon.
From Devon.
Give it up for Kate from Devon! Yay! And that does mean, I meant Devon as well. Like,
yes, Devon.
Kate, you've come all the way from Devon.
All the way from Devon.
Oh, welcome.
Because it's not that far.
It's outside of London, what?
It's amazing. We have trains.
Sassy, I like it.
Yeah.
So, my husband and I went to Rome a couple of weeks ago. We were supposed to go in 2020, but we couldn't. So we went to Paris instead, which turned out to be a really bad idea in March 2020. Because we then had to evacuate on the last flight out of Paris. Anyway, that's not the crime. But, you know, don't really know what a pandemic's going to be like, do you?
No, that is good drama context. Continue.
Yeah. So, the last day in Rome, he makes me get up really early because he doesn't like crowds. He doesn't like people, but he really likes...
Rome is a great place to go.
He loves a city break, but he hates all the other fuckers who also like city break.
And he hates Catholics, and it's a real shame.
Really fucking
He's not mad about Italians.
It was awkward.
I love that, though. Like, in the morning in Rome, do you see other sort of slightly socially awkward people walking around? Because they're like, we don't like crowds either!
It was a Monday, so there were lots of nice Italian people all trying to go to work on the metro. We were on the metro trying to get to St. Peter's to get there before the crowds to go up the dome, and it was all going to be lovely. The sun was shining, it was beautiful, we were really excited. The metro was really busy. I had my new jacket on. I had been wearing my puffer jacket the whole time. It has zip-up pockets. I was super careful because I knew... I saw signs said beware of pickpockets. Yeah. I was not going to.
You
get
can
pickpocketed.
Foil them with a zip. That's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly. But no, I put on my nice new jacket that doesn't have zip-up pockets.
Oh.
It has stupid open pockets. Like this and not like this. And so I was looking at it like this. And then I had to get on the tube and it was really busy. And I took my hands out of my pockets because I didn't. And
no.
Then I thought, you know what's
you idiot. You idiot. Never take your hands out
and
of your pocket.
So I got on the tube, and then as soon as I was on the tube, I was like, my phone has gone.
Oh no.
Devon.
And so I did what any...
It's Kate.
No, I find it fun to give you a nickname. I think it's cute.
Devon!
You can't call yourself cute, can you?
That's the best nickname I've ever had. All the others have been really offensive.
This is a nice name. It's better than like clotted cream. Nobody wants to be called that.
This guy goes, scone.
Okay, that's scone. Like the best thing. Like, clotted cream is like the best thing. So it's like someone calling you like love, isn't it?
Katie, like, love.
Clotted cream, it's the
cream is love.
Oh, sorry, I'm so West Country. So I did what any self-respecting woman does when she loses her phone. I cried.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
And
go ahead.
There
it's
were two
okay.
suspects for my crime.
Okay.
So I was crying on the tube. My husband was trying to fix the problem because he's a man. He fixes my problems. And there were two suspects. There were two people that did not offer me any sympathy. They would not make eye contact with me at all. They were suspiciously close to me on the metro. There was a small boy. He was about 6.
Every time.
I was about
small
to say
hands.
It's my son, but he's not 6, and he hasn't been to Italy.
My
Continue.
Son is 6. He was at home with the grandparents, because we're not taking them on holiday.
Okay, so son?
Not my son. Somebody else's son.
Yeah.
Child.
Yeah.
Definitely not mine.
Who's this little fucker? Oh, sorry. Come
my
on.
Son did steal a pen the other day, but we gave it back. Sorry, continue.
So he was on my right. On my left was a nun.
Oh!
Again, it was me! I keep committing these crimes.
It was
a
definitely
nun.
One or the other.
An actual
neither
nun.
Of them made eye contact, neither of them showed it. Like, I appreciate, you know, I don't speak Italian. They maybe couldn't really help me out. But, you know, you do that, like, sympathy.
You know what,
like,
though?
When someone's crying on the tube, do you not do
if
that?
If I was going to be a pickpocket,
yeah,
I might do it dressed as a nun. Yes.
Well, she had
because
like a
you've
thing.
Got big pockets.
You've got big.
You've got, yep. And no one's allowed to accuse you because you're a fucking nun. Yeah.
These are the two
more?
Guiltiest people on the planet. Little boys and nuns.
Yeah, we're taking no shit from these people.
But also, if I was a nun, I would want to like chance it and just get a little nest egg going, just in case I changed my mind. Like, loyal to God now,
yeah.
Maybe a millionaire later.
You've got a hedge
of bets, haven't you? I'll just say sorry. But like nuns with loads of like sort of
phones.
Yeah, like 3310s going like, I nicked those ages ago, but I'm still a nun.
But like I did say sorry.
And yeah.
And that's the whole thing about being Catholic, isn't it?
What you do you guys...
You say sorry.
It's that Emo Phillips joke, isn't it? It's like, I wanted a new bicycle, but I didn't have the money or something. Or like, but I knew stealing was wrong. So, no! This is a really good way to tell a joke.
Why are none of us stand-ups anymore?
I know. It's a really good joke. Google it. I'm interested. I think it might be the...
There is a third suspect.
Go on.
I did wonder if it was my husband. He feels that I might be slightly addicted to my phone.
Oh, no.
I think it's that he's not interesting enough.
That got such a big round of applause. That's amazing.
I know.
That's so good. If someone says to you, yeah, you're on your phone too much, just go, are you boring as fuck? Is that what's happening
this
here?
This is on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking boring piece of shit. If you're in the audience.
I think it probably wasn't him in retrospect.
In which case, I apologise.
Because it did sort of ruin the last day of the holiday. We had to spend a very long time in the airport. He had to spend a lot of money on a taxi to get us to the airport because we couldn't get on the train because I didn't have my COVID pass and you can't do anything. And also, like, losing your phone is really shit. Don't ever get your phone stolen. It's the worst thing ever, particularly if you're in a foreign country and everything is on your phone. And you can't log into anything on someone else's phone or a PC because it wants to send a fucking text message to your phone to confirm that it's you. And you're like, well, I wouldn't be trying to log in on a different device if I had my original device.
Kate, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Trying to give it to him. Give it to your friend.
Can we?
Hey, yes.
That was amazing. Thank you for sharing.
What all that leads us to, well, basically, this is how the night runs, is we've got another show for you.
Baby Queen.
Woo, oh, yeah. And Katie will be presenting this show, and we've got another guest, sorry.
Can I do a plug?
Oh, yeah, I was about to ask you.
We're getting to that.
We're getting there, Jesus Christ.
Basically, the Conservative Party need your support now more than ever.
No, I'm not going
to... poor Boris.
Yeah, you can't commit to that joke. It's too heinous.
But basically, both bars are going to be open. I'm just doing a little admin.
We gotta tell you both bars are open because this one's going to get busy. But there's another one.
I love the humble brag of it's actually gone really well tonight and everyone's turned up. So thank you. So all that remains for me to do is to ask Ronnie McGuire. I mean, I don't know if you've got anything to plug, but would you like to?
Now it's
what
time.
What are you up to? Well, so, this is so pathetic. Just know how embarrassed I feel. Oh, I've got my own podcast. Oh, how embarrassing. I've got my own podcast. Who's at the end? I've got my own podcast.
Yes, and it's great.
I love it. Do we think of like celebrity breakups? Are there like celebrity breakups that we still think about? You know, the ones you haven't quite got over. So my podcast with the incredible Chantelle Fadooch and Pete is all about celebrity breakups that we still think about with sadness and love. So it's called The Way They Were. I keep wanting to say The Way We Were. The Way They Were, and it's about celebrity breakups.
And it's awesome. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
It's really good because I love how... So you have a different guest each week. What a great idea. And then each guest has chosen a celebrity couple that has broken up. Mm-hmm. And I love how it's kind of like you delve into all of the ups and downs of the relationship because it can be very salacious and exciting gossip. But then it's also kind of like... kind of really heartbreaking in places. It's a lot of human emotions.
Yeah, because it's like, it's because I think it's, I think especially like the breakup, like we were talking about like Jessica Simpson and John Mayer.
And it's I heard John Major. And I was like, when the fuck did I miss that?
Do you know, John Major and Edwina Curry would be a great couple, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's like with Jessica and John Mayer, it's like, it's so much like, you know, how you think love is going to be like when you're younger, and then the reality,
yeah,
what it reminds you of, and like the mid-noughties and
oh God, the most toxic time in the world. Well, maybe not.
And do you have one that's just called Ben and Jen and Jen and Jen and Jen and Jen?
Or Jen and Brad and Brad and Gwyneth and Gwyneth and Ben and Ben and Jen. And
I forgot about Brad and Gwyneth.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, on that note, we're going to have a little break, get yourselves a drink, and come back
thanks,
for next
guys.
Time.
Thank you. Yeah. Round of applause.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast, and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.